actual first thought, wow, the pain in my stomach went away. That was the first thought in my head.
You were feeling something?
My stomach started cramping up on me as soon as we finished the first hole. Yes, sir. Did not feel good.
Could you see the ball go in from down in the bunker, or were you listening and heard the sound of the flag stick getting hit?
I think I ran up about 2 feet and then kind of like saw it hit the pin and like drop in. Didn't see it then, and that was really neat.
I'm sure a little bit of a surprise, a relief.
It was when we got up there, my dad told me, "You've had a lot of great shots, but none of them have gone in." And I was thinking, all right, let's just try to knock this in. I knew he was going to birdie, so I had to hit a great shot, and I was really just trying to land it barely over the ridge and just let it trickle hopefully through the rough, and it was going to have to be a lucky shot, and it was extremely lucky.
Where was your mind at on 18? Did you think you were sunk when you had a chance to?
I thought I was sunk whenever I hit my 3-wood a little flary to the right, but as I was walking up, I kind of had a feeling I had a chance, because I feel like my lag putting was really, really good this week. And I had a putt earlier on number 6 where it almost went in from about 20 feet off the green. And if his ball was on the green, I would have assumed he would have two putted, but his ball was just off the green, up a ridge and down. It was a touchy putt for a time like that. That's really tough.
Dodging the bullet on 14. He's well past you, and you're way out there in the fairway. And then, did that make you be more aggressive? I think he had
on 14.
Just won a hole.
Yeah, he just won 13.
And then he was about 50 yards past you.
Yeah, more like 100, yeah. He hit driver off the tee, and he hit first, and I just figured, just don't bring unnecessary bogey into play. Just play in the fairway, try to get it on the green. If you make a birdie, that's great. Force him to make a shot. That's what happened, and then I almost made the shot, which was kind of nice.
Seems like half of Brentwood's here to cheer you on.
Yeah. A lot of my good friends drove up last night to come up here and watch, so it was – got some good friends.
Apparently all your friends are female, too.
Apparently. No, it's not like that at school, but yeah, I do have a lot of female friends, so there you go.
So Armstrong's Army isn't too bad.
How about the shot? You're left of the green on the par 3 on 16.
Mm-hmm.
How deep was that grass? How bad was or good was that lie?
It was almost too good. It was sitting up really good, kind of with a little dirt behind it. So instead of hitting a 60 degree with like 4 degrees of bounce, I hit a 56 with that slope, made it about a 60, but it had about 10 degrees of bounce. I just figured if I took a 60, it would kind of dig in the ground, and the 56 would kind of pop up, and it came out exactly how I wanted it to. It was the perfect shot for that moment.
Is your dad caddy for you a lot, or is it something?
No, this is actually the first time probably the second time he's ever done it. First time in the past 5 years, probably.
What a special thing that must be, huh?
That was, I'm hoping he won't ever forget that, because I know I won't. It was really fun.
How much did it help you? I mean,
at the beginning of the week, I graded him. I've got an assistant coach at my school. If my assistant coach was a 10, he was a 7.5 at the beginning of the week. And I graded him as a C+. C+, yeah. That's what I graded him as. And then went to B- to B+. To this morning, it was a B+. Today, I would say it was an A. It was an A-, somewhere in there.
You're a tough judge.
Yeah.
did he help keep you calm, I guess, is that?
You know, this week, just naturally I felt more at peace and more calm than usual. And there were a lot of times where I was like, "Hey Dad, you gotta calm down here. It's just one shot, let's move on to the next one." And while he helped me a lot, I helped him out just as much.
What happened on 17? That putt just hang up on the fringe more than you thought? Or?
Well, I really had two options. One, try to like hit a spinny, like low spinny shot and hope it rolls down, which is a low percentage shot in my opinion, or do what I've been doing a few times this week and take it through the higher grass. And it got caught up there. That was the first time all week it had actually gotten caught up a lot. Like, I've done it about 5 or 6 times, and that's the first time it had actually gotten caught up by the grass, and it didn't feed down. I was I was more shocked about the fact that it didn't get through, but, you know, Aaron hit a heck of a bunker shot there to about a foot. And that hole looked like it was going to be mine, and then the old switcheroo happened, and he ended up winning the hole.
Are you the kind of guy that knows, coming into a tournament like this, who's won it, whose name's on the trophy? Are you a historian, sort of, or do you just sort of not think about that?
I had an idea of who had won it. I knew Tiger and Jack, and I knew about the 70 majors or something like that. Crazy numbers. I just knew that, and, it was an honor to be able to say I had an opportunity to play this week. I think I bugged Mr. Prioletti a few times about getting in the tournament, and actually a lot. Sorry. And obviously I got in it, and it worked.
Do you think you'll be in a position to defend your title next year?
Hopefully I'll be playing. I feel like if I'll be playing and I have about the same attitude as I did this year, hopefully my game will be there, and who knows? It'll be fun. There's I told a lot of people back at home, and I said, there's a reason why they don't hand out the trophy at the beginning of the week. Beating Jordan and Robbie in back-to-back matches just spiked everything, and it just made this week incredible, regardless of if I won or lost. And the fact that I won in such fashion was incredible.
Aaron, what did it feel like when that sand shot went in the hole?
That was an incredible shot. Not much I can do about that one. I had about a 25-foot eagle putt of my own that I just wanted to focus on, and I gave a good run. I missed a couple putts low coming in, so I played a little more break on that one. Unfortunately, that one stayed out, but, you know, it's an incredible shot, incredible way for the tournament to end, and, you know, good job to Dawson.
You seemed to be in control earlier holes. What happened those last few holes?
I came out, and I honestly wasn't playing as good as I had previously. Shots just weren't quite as clean, quite as good, so I hung in there. You know, it was a tough day. We both made some mistakes. We both made some great shots coming in, and unfortunately, coming down, I had a great save on 17 to go one up, and on the back of the green on 18, that putt is really hard. It goes up and then straight down. I mean, I left it just short of the ridge, but my second putt I hit maybe 4 or 5 inches, and it rolled a foot and a half past. So that ball was right on the edge of going down there. And, you know, I can't be too upset. It was a good putt, and I hit a good one on 1-2, which, you know, ran right along the edge and didn't quite drop. So not much I can do there.
So what'd you learn from this week?
You know, right now it's hard to say, but I'm sure reflecting back in the next couple of days, I'll learn a lot. So this is the first tournament I've been able to get into match play. You know, I haven't really played any match play at an amateur level, top amateur level before this. So going into AM next week, that was my goal, was to make match play this week. So I was able to do that, and I exceeded those goals. I almost got it done. So I'll take a lot away from this, and I'm looking forward to next week.
What about you carried your own bag at the end there?
Yeah.
Was that any factor in the match at all? Or?
No, I don't think so at all. You know, Colin had a fight to catch, and I knew it before I went out. So I was prepared to carry my bag last few holes, and, you know, it didn't make a difference.